The head of the embattled Transportation Security Administration resigned yesterday amid intense criticism of the agency. John McGaul's tenure lasted 6 months, not quite as long as the TSA has existed. McGaul cited health problems as his reason for leaving. He had angioplasty in April to clear a clogged artery. But lawmakers and Bush administration officials say McGaul was forced out by his boss, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
John McGaul's vast law enforcement experience and his close ties to the Bush family still weren't enough to save his job. In fact, some lawmakers say that may have led to his demise. Congressman James Oberstar of Minnesota says McGaul made a mistake trying to lead the TSA the way he once led the Secret Service and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
The undersecretary put the yellow crime scene tape around the agency and said, "Stay out. We know best, and we'll get it done." But in this arena, you have to be inclusive. You have to bring other partners into the process, and that wasn't done.
Just about everyone involved has complained: the airlines, airport directors, and most notably, lawmakers who created the TSA and mandated airport security be federalized after September 11th. The Bush administration thought McGaul would be perfect to carry out that job, given his experience at the ATF and the Secret Service and his personal service to the Bush family. As a Secret Service agent in the 1980s, McGaul was assigned to protect the senior President Bush. But the White House did not intervene yesterday when Secretary Mineta called for McGaul's resignation. Mineta immediately chose Admiral James Loy, the former commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, to take McGaul's place. Loy was well-positioned, having recently left the Coast Guard to join the TSA as chief operating officer. Loy begins as acting undersecretary for the TSA. He must still be confirmed by the Senate, but lawmakers on both sides seem happy with the choice. Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon says he knows Loy to be a strategic planner and very responsive.
Day after 9/11 was one of the calls I made was to Admiral Loy, because I had a whole lot of concerns about port security and what the Coast Guard was doing. And I sort of ticked through my list and get to the end, and he says, "Well, Congressman, I'm doing all that and I'm doing this." And he talked about another dozen things. I said, "My God, that's great." I said, "How'd you get that together so fast?" He said, "I had an contingency plan on the shelf. I took it down and I put it in place."
DeFazio says he hopes McGaul isn't a scapegoat, but he says the problems at the TSA are huge and need to be fixed.
I mean, you know, someone's got to go. I mean, they are underperforming. They're not meeting their deadlines. They aren't making good progress toward putting in place federal workers. Real questions about meeting the explosive deadlines, asking for huge sums of money far beyond those anticipated.
Congressman John Mica, chairman of the House Aviation Subcommittee, says McGaul's biggest mistake was ignoring 535 members of Congress who happen to be frequent flyers.
They've seen the delays, the problems, the random searches of little old ladies and Medal of Honor winners and five-year-olds. They want a system that isn't just a bureaucracy, but one that can address security risks. So I think we're headed in a different direction, and I hope Admiral Loy will work with us to get the job done.
Congressman Mica will have an opportunity to hear Admiral Loy's vision for federalizing airport security next week. The House Aviation Subcommittee will hear from Loy and Secretary Mineta at a hearing scheduled for Tuesday. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.